faith, family, freedom. It all still matters here. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
Big win for school choice in Iowa. And in other states as well, momentum is on our side right now. What do we need to do to sustain that? But I'm joined now by Corey DeAngelis from a variety of places, American Federation for Children, Reason Foundation, Education Freedom Institute. So, Corey, talk about what just happened. Governor Reynolds signs in a school choice bill. How robust is this and how huge is this?
This is monumental. I mean, look, just last year, Arizona went all in and allowed every single family, regardless of income, regardless of background, to be able to take their kids' state-funded education dollars to the education provider of their choosing. If you want to take that $7,000 in Arizona to your public school, you can do that. If you like your public school, you can keep your public school. But they also allow that funding to fall the child to a private school, charter school, or a home-based education option. And so they went all in just after in 2021. We had all these expansions, incremental expansions in other states, primarily red states. 19 states expanded these types of initiatives in 2021. We called it the year of school choice. But 2023 is looking like it's going to outdo 2020, 2021, and 2022 as the year of education freedom. Iowa just went all in as well. It's not universal in the first year, but it's pretty much 90% of the way there. And then in 3 years, it blows the cap off, automatically becomes available to everyone in the state of Iowa. And Governor Reynolds led the charge on this. And then we saw Utah, just Spencer Cox a couple of days ago on Saturday signed into law another universal school choice bill. So we're seeing the government school monopoly dominoes starting to fall. We're witnessing a universal school choice revolution, and it's the teachers union's own fault. They overplayed their hand. They pushed to keep the schools closed. Families woke up because they saw the woke curriculum in the public schools, and parents are never going back to sleep. This momentum is going to continue in red states, which are now currently engaging in friendly competition. We're seeing Governor Abbott, he in Texas, he campaigned on the issue. He has tweeted a couple times in the last week as well about universal school choice. I've never seen him push for funding students instead of systems like this ever before. And I just met with a lot of governors last week, one including Arkansas Governor Sanders. She is pushing for universal school choice as well. So we're seeing this this competition among red states to go all in and no more of these incremental reforms, which are steps in the right direction, to be clear. But we're seeing big pushes for bigger programs, just letting everybody in immediately like we've never seen before.
Corey, what states, if any, are next up when it comes to expanding school choice?
Yeah, so we already have four that are universal now. It's West Virginia, Arizona, Iowa, and Utah. This is all in the past couple of years. It's just crazy that we're seeing so much momentum. But Florida's been a longtime leader in school choice, but they haven't gone all the way. They haven't allowed every single family to be eligible. They have all these different criteria. But there's House Bill 1 in Florida, just passed the Education Committee in the House 13-4 last week. And that has the backing of the Speaker, the Senate President. DeSantis is obviously all in on school choice. So I think they're going to get that done this year. Arkansas should be able to do it. Indiana and Ohio are on the cusp. I think they have a good shot. Nebraska, I think, finally has its two-thirds majority needed to bust the filibuster in their unicameral elections. By the way, elections went really well in the midterms for 2022 school choice advocates. There wasn't a red wave or a blue wave, per se, but there was a school choice wave. 76% of the candidates supported by my organization, the American Federation for Children, won their races in 2022. And you don't have to take my word for it that school choice is a political winner. Just look at the liberal tears in the New Yorker magazine from a couple of months ago after the midterms. The author lamented that, quote, education freedom advocate candidates fared depressingly well in the midterms, end quote. Well, they can just cry harder, because all that is bad news for socialists who want to control other people's kids. It's good news for parents who want more of a say in their own kids' education. Oklahoma has a good shot. Governor Stitt has been leading on this issue like no other. Wyoming has a bill as well with 44 co-sponsors already, and their House of Representatives only has 62 seats, so they have a good shot, and their proposal is also universal. Missouri should be able to get this done. There's a bill right now in the Senate. It's Senate Bill, I want to say, 81 by Senator Coleman. And this is a universal expansion of the education savings account program that passed in 2021 in Missouri. So the ball is moving down the field, particularly in red states. This is a red state school choice revolution. Blue states may fall in the future, but it's going to take the GOP to lean into this as a political winner for Democrats to start to defect over time. Once parents start showing up at the ballot box in favor of people who support education freedom, it's going to become a form of political suicide, and it already kind of has for those who oppose it. Look at Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. He said, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. That was a dumb idea." And parents are rising up. They're paying attention like they never have before. And it's going to take the red states to lead the way for universal school choice to come to all Americans in red states and blue states. Or maybe those blue states will become red states if Democrats start to lose on the issue so much.
Hey, Corey, you mentioned the teachers' unions, and they seem to be almost in a panic at this point. I think they're hoping that the momentum won't be sustained, and they'll just kind of eventually assume their spot as the sympathetic one in everything that has to do with education. What's different now, and what do we need to keep doing to keep the teachers' unions losing on this this issue?
I mean, they have exposed themselves. There's no putting that back into the bag. They're losing control of other people's children, and it's absolutely freaking them out. And you know what? Good, because parents should be able to make decisions for their own kids. And the more that we expand education freedom, the more they seem to come out against it, the teachers' unions. And that doesn't do anything to silence parents. All it does is embolden these parents to push back even harder. So this is going to continue. The teachers' unions have been drunk on power for so long, they don't know what to do about it, and they keep stepping in over and over and over again. And I don't think they're going to stop overplaying their hand. Look at Randy Weingarten. A couple of months ago, I woke up to a tweet from her that I thought was a Babylon Bee article. It was like 5 a.m, and she said that she was on the front lines in Ukraine to quote-unquote assess the situation. What in the hell was Randy Weingarten, president of the teachers union, doing in Ukraine? What was she going to do? What did she think she was going to do to fix things? Make the war go remote like she did with our school? I mean, maybe that would have helped. But look, it might have helped for her to stay there, because then our education system would be even better. But at the same time, you really got to give her credit for being the most the best school choice advocate since 2020, although inadvertently, that we could have ever imagined. Thanks, Randy Weingarten. You deserve a trophy for really helping us out. But look, the schools are open, but the problems are still there. And parents are never going to forget how they felt in 2020. And they're never going to forget what they saw. And the school choice argument has kind of morphed over the past few years. And look, Vodi Bakum said it best. He said, we cannot continue sending our children to Caesar for their education and be surprised when they come home as Romans. The good news is parents are not surprised anymore. They've seen that their kids are being indoctrinated for 13 years to hate them in ways that don't align with their family's values. And that's more likely to mobilize parents to push for change than any test score can ever do. So I think this is great news that parents have really woken up, and they want to raise their kids in the way that they see fit. And although some legislators have introduced top-down reforms like bans on certain topics, which could be a step in the right direction, but doesn't get to the root of the problem, which is that parents are inherently going to disagree about how they want their kids to be raised and educated. And the only way out of this mess, this one-size-fits-all disaster, through freedom as opposed to force, is to fund the student directly and allow parents to choose the education providers that best meet their needs and align with their values. at the same time that will provide competition for the public schools to focus more on education as opposed to indoctrination, because that's what parents want for the most part. They want their kids to learn how to read, write, and perform basic arithmetic. And that's what the market will provide.
What's the best website to be in touch and track your work, Corey?
And get an Education Freedom Pledge to help us in the fight for education freedom. That's educationfreedompledge.com. And you can track what legislation is moving through your state, educationfreedompledge.com.
All right. Thanks, Corey. Corey DeAngelis, appreciate you being on.
All right. Thanks so much.
I know there's a lot of perspectives on what Corey just had to say and on school choice in general. Let us know what you think. Look us up on Facebook. Just look up American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson. I'm also on Twitter at AVP Radio Show, and you can comment there and let me know what you think. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thanks for making American Viewpoints part of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.